I would be remiss if I did not mention that this is the sixth anniversary of 9/11. And there's no need to paint a word picture describing the horrors of what happened that day on September 11, 2001. The images will forever be emblazoned on our collective consciousness. Americans have long considered their country impervious to the atrocities of terrorism. To awake to a headline that screamed, "Day of Evil," was unthinkable. And as I watched the twin towers of American invincibility, ingenuity, crumble and collapse, I could not help but pray that day 6 years ago that this would be a catalyst to arouse Western Christians from our luxury-induced stupor and incite us to rush to the aid of those trapped within the ruins of sin-sick souls. As the truth of what happened on September 11 sets in, may it also sink into our collective hearts that those who turn their backs on Christ's love and mercy will experience hell's irrevocable reality. The Master himself will say to those who spurn his sacrifice, "Depart from me, you who are cursed into eternal fire prepared for the devil and his angels. Then they will go away to eternal punishment, but the righteous to eternal life." It's my continuing prayer that the images of blazing fire and billowing smoke emanating from New York and Washington will arouse us as Christians from our lethargy and renew our passion to rescue the perishing from an inferno that will never be quenched. In other words, September 11, 2001, is a microcosm of what will happen to those who do not experience the transforming grace and love of Jesus Christ.